Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show.
Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. All right. Well, like I said, we was really, really, really want to apologize for what's going on. Man, but this is so beyond our control. But we do not know what happened, man. It's just like the system is ill today, whatever reason.
It's a lesson.
Man, it's a lesson, man. I know, right?
It's that a lesson. It's on fire.
Right, right. That's the deal. Is Brother Nehemiah and Isaiah back?
Nehemiah is.
Yeah, okay. I'm back.
All right, well.
You're going to have to finish it out.
Okay, well then, let's get started. I think, where were we at? We were in Matthew chapter 25, and I can
hear
my
echo now. Yeah, you can hear my echo.
Okay, how about now?
Oh, better.
Okay, good, good, good. All right, yeah, Matthew chapter 25, where do we leave off at? You want to start that over?
I'm saying no. I think we can. 26. Yeah, we're at 26.
Okay, verse 26, Matthew 25 and 26. And his Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not and gather where I have not straw. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchanges, and then my coming, and then at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not, shall be taken away even that which he has. What's going on, Bishop?
Now go ahead.
Oh, Isaiah's back. Isaiah, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line now. I just called back. You hear me?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, loud and clear. Okay, bro, we'll assume the position.
Isaiah 25.
If I get a whooping. That's what my daddy used to say to with that stitch cord. Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 25 and 30. Matthew chapter 25, verse 30.
Matthew 25, verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
And cast ye that unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Stop. So, see, He's saying if you unprofitable, if you slothful and lazy with the things that he's put before you, if you don't increase, He said, man, he going to take what you have and give it to the persons that is working and throw you. And he said, you won't go to the fire, man. You're unprofitable. So that's what I'm saying. He's expecting, there's an expectation of God. That's what I'm saying. He has no limits on you. And when this person got scared and put limit himself, God said, I can't use that. He said, I got to give it to somebody that, I said, I'm going to take your talent and give it to somebody that's out here working.
Yep.
Somebody that's trying to increase. You seem to scared to use it or don't know what to do with it. Something wrong with you. I can't use you. You unprofitable.
Oh my goodness.
I'm saying let's go see him, because I'm going to show you he got expectations. St. John's chapter 15 and 8. St. John's chapter 15, verse 8.
St. John 15 and 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples.
See that? He said, you're supposed to be, his disciples are supposed to what? Bear much fruit. See? He didn't just say fruit, he said much. He said much. That's not regular. See, like I'm saying, he's expecting irregular things from us. Greatness. Like I'm saying, he wants more from you even than what you think you got to give. So we got to understand that. He ain't got no, him saying, you got to be in a no-limit mind state. You're supposed to be wanting to do above and beyond. You got to think bigger than what you're thinking. So we got to understand that. He said, he revealing all these things to you. And like I said, and he only give it to, like I said, his disciples. I'm saying you have to be in a no limit mind state. Let's show you this. Let's go into Matthew chapter 13 and 10. Matthew chapter 13 and 10.
Verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them, it is not given.
But stop. See now? You see that? He said, why are you speaking to them in parables? He said, because it's not given to them. He said, it's for you to know. It ain't for them to know. Now, we're going to drop down. He's going to say, like I'm saying, these are for the people with the people that don't have no limits on themselves. Because there's some of us that, because we're going to see, there's other people of God, but they mind just staying in the right place. Let's go into drop down to verse 16.
16. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them.
Stop. So did you hear what he said? Many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear. So he said, there's prophets and righteous men want to see these things. But guess what? Everybody ain't in the right mind state to receive everything, the greater things, the kingdom. He said, like he told us in 10. He said, unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Okay. Paul said, I don't try to down no churches, but most Christian churches, they is not about the kingdom, they are about prosperity. He said, you're all about the mystery. You're supposed to be about the mysteries of the kingdom. They said, you're supposed to go beyond this, man. They still on earth. I'm saying they still in this time period, this earth. You're supposed to be beyond, saying, you said the ones that's getting revealed the real stuff, man, you beyond that. See, they limited to themselves. We're going to have cars and houses now. See, that's limited. God said my servant said, no, they don't. You're supposed to be somewhere else, man. You're supposed to be somewhere else. I'm saying, why do you think most of these people don't really understand the scriptures? They ain't willing to go beyond stuff people done told them. They ain't willing to go do the work and search and find the truth. Or some of them really don't want the real truth. Like I said, Christianity does not raise you, tell you about the kingdom. Christianity, they create Christians. It is there to create Christians. It's not there to get you to the kingdom. They want you to become a Christian. They got an outline of what kind of moral person they want a Christian to be. And that's what they mold you into. It ain't got nothing to do with the kingdom. So that's why this limited what they can see. So let's go into Amos 3 and 7. Amos 3 and verse 7.
The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret to his servants, the prophets.
See that? He revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. See, he has secret things that he showed to his prophets, like we just learned. Everything ain't for everybody. Everything is not for everyone. So we got to understand that. It's for the people that want to go beyond this present world. You got to be beyond what you see. So we got to understand that. This is for his servants, his true servants, that really want to get out here and work in the field, like we learned in Matthew chapter 25. He said, if you're just going to sit on your talent, then he can't use you. So we got to understand that. So we got to understand, don't put no limitations on yourself. This is the last, you know what I'm saying? This was the last scripture. So don't put no limitations on yourself. And like I'm saying, in every aspect of your life, have faith and believe in the things that God has put in front of us. Understand that he's requiring us to be great, to have no limits on ourselves in no aspect of our life. And he's working with us. He said, wherever you go, I'm with you. So why is we scared? And we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. So with that, people, I thank you for your time. Hope you got some understanding in Jesus' name. And hand things off to Brother Job and Sister Raya. I thank you for your time.
Great lesson.
Amen, brother. Man, Drew, this is phenomenal, man. You know, I guess it's kind of like a two-edged sword. You know, you feel kind of good, and at the same time, you don't. You know, it's like your brother said, you know, we're supposed to be doing so much more. Or you feel like you're supposed to be doing so much more. You know, one of the two. The thing is, to me, what jumps out to me right here is that he said, and the disciples came unto him and said unto him, I'm in that Matthew 13 and 10. He said, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given. And this took me back to the allegory thing. It took him clean back to that, to the parables being, I think one of the definitions for allegory was parable. And when I'm looking at this and I'm looking at what the Father is doing and what he's been doing with us, that's really exactly what it is. It's the mysteries that it is, but to them it's parable. They're like, what? You know, and they know it's the goods, but how do you get there? And it's not like how you get this. It's like it's these are gifts without repentance. It ain't like, you know, it ain't you any better or any better than anybody else, like Nehemiah said. You know, it's just by election. You know, it ain't that he said you were stronger or taller or more than anybody. It's just by election. In fact, he told us even among the children of Israel, he said, and I think it's in that Romans chapter 9. Is it 9? I think it is. And he went in on us, and he said it. He said, let me see, is it Romans 9? No, it's Romans 11. And he said this, he said in Romans 11 chapter 6, it said, 5, and he said, well, actually I'm picking up his verse 3, because your brother Nehemiah brought up something. He said, man, you know, you're supposed to expect some type of conflict. You at war. You was born for this. The minute you came out of the water, you're supposed to expect this. You know, that was the whole book of Job about, that you got to expect you're gonna go through something. Lord, they have killed thy prophets, dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. This is Elijah. This is the one that caused fire to come down from heaven. And guess what? They were that same spirit, and he was having faith issues. But what the Lord said to him, what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is of no worth. Otherwise, grace is no more grace, but if it's of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, works is no more work. So it wasn't nothing that me or myself or Isaiah Nakomi did to get to this point. It's just by grace. It's mercy. And then it's election. Okay, well, I'm going to put these three together because they think alike. They got a train of thought that works. And he says this, he said, what then? Israel has not obtained that which you seek it for, but the election have obtained it, but the rest are blinded. Look at that parable thing. It's given to you to know the mystery. And then he said, according as it is written, God has given them the spirit of slumber and the eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear unto this day. So he's not talking about the world. He's talking about the brethren. You know, even among the house, like your brother Nakomi said, even among the house of faith, man, you know, you got vessels of honor and dishonor. Not everybody is on the grind, you know. Not everybody's not there. And David called it. And he said, according as it is written, God has given them a spirit of sleep and the eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear unto this day, unto this moment. So, man, you know, what you got, you got it. You know what I mean? But then the Most High also warned us about casting our pearls before swine. You know, some people, man, they don't care what you know. They'll turn around and rend you like you ain't a pile of shit, for real. All because of what you are and what they think they are. But then the book say they wicked. You know, so what do? You just keep it moving. You keep it moving. You keep it pushing. And you keep, then when it's time, because remember the Lord said a prophet is received everywhere except for his own house. So a lot of times, man, hanging around people that don't believe in you or don't have faith in you or real, is just obstinate of what you're doing, they can stunt your growth. They can really stunt your growth. They can stunt the gifts that the Lord really has in store for you because they don't believe. So you can't do any works around the people. You know, even if you really wanted to, Christ couldn't do it because of unbelief. And we, like the Lord said, we ain't above our master. So maybe we just doing too much around the wrong people. Maybe we're giving too much time to those who really don't believe in God. So that's that, man. This lesson, I'm telling you, man, it just hit. It just hit. I feel it. I feel you. I see why the enemy was trying to bust this up. I see why the enemy was trying to stop this from coming across. And you know what, Nakomi? This ain't the first time you did this lesson and this happened on this particular lesson. So I'm going to say, man, you know, hey, great precept. Man, it was awesome. And I yield the mic with that, man. Great lesson. Great precept.
Thank you. Any more questions, testimony, comments?
Amen, 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 amen. Okay.
I'll call you, sis.
No, I just wanted to say really quick, Brother Nakomi, great lesson, like my husband said. You did this kind of lesson before, and that kept happening. The line kept dropping. Anyways, I want to thank everyone. First and foremost, everyone kept calling back in. We still have the same calls I see. So thank you, everyone, that called back in. So, Nakomi, yes, this is a great lesson. No limit. No limits. Have faith. Thank you for reminding us all that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens us in Jesus' mighty name. And, yes, I want to be a wise man, as you reminded us earlier in the first lesson. Increasing in obedience, increasing in learning, increasing in mercy, and obtaining wise counsel. Wise counsels, amen. And, you know, thank you for reminding me, too, that Joshua stopped the sun and Elijah stopped it from raining. You know, thank you for that. I always tell people you could do anything through Christ Jesus. You just have to have faith and believe that. And you read my favorite verse, and I just want to read it one more time. And then, Brother Isaiah, you can have the floor, but I read this every day, and I always tell people this, that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee to be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. Amen. So great precept, Nakomi. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding us that there is no limit, to have that no limit mindset, that you can do all things through Christ Jesus, but you have to have that faith. Amen. And then when we have that faith, we bear much, much fruit. So all praises, all praises. And great reading, Brother Isaiah, and thank you for continuing to call back in as well. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, bro. Great job.
Oh, amen. All praise to the Father. You know, after listening to a lesson like that, you know, to be honest, you know, after, you know, the third time that this happened tonight with the lesson, you know, definitely, you know, like the no limit and your faith and stuff like that, you know, hey, who knows? Maybe the Lord wanted to see who really called back in. You know what I'm saying? So it's a big ups on you, Nakomi. It's a big ups on you, Sister Will, on you, Job, and the rest of the people that's listening to the Blog Talk Radio tonight. You know what I'm saying? When the phone went out, we could have just went on and just closed the Bible up, shut the phone down, you know, and just get back into the world or whatever our duties is on a regular day-to-day basis. So that's a blessing in itself, and it could have been a trial. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? And definitely, Joe, when you brought it up, you know, like every time they come to a lesson like that, like this, it always, you know, it's like we always have like a difficulty. You know what I'm saying? Even though we had difficulties, you know, it's just a blessing that everybody still was strong enough and had the faith to get back on. You know what I'm saying? Because I did call back the last time, but it didn't let me get back on. So part of my mind was like, man, just skip it, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Doing my regular stuff or whatever. But then my mind said, hold on, let me go ahead and just try to call back. And then Sister Rhea text and said, call back in. I said, oh, now I really got to call back in. You know what I'm saying? So I think this is a faith thing, and it's a blessing for us to be together. But to get on the precept, now to get on the precept, man, that was an amazing precept. That was a blasting precept, man. You know what I'm saying? No limit. You know, and like what Brother Job said, you know what I'm saying? I felt, you know, it was an awesome lesson, and it did make me feel good. At the same point in time, it made me feel low. You know what I'm saying? Seven times a day, you know what I'm saying? You know, I might struggle with two times a day. You know, hey, I got work
right,
to do.
Right.
You know, you know what I'm saying? So that was a big part right there, man. You know, big loss on that. You know what I'm saying? You was talking about checkoff list, man. I don't know why I wrote in my book with a blue marker. I should have used the red one to remind myself of how much work did I still need to work on. But the whole thing is this right here. You know, the book is telling us, man, you know, the Lord is looking for more out of us. Like, for example, when you read the book of Matthew chapter 25 with those talents. You know, I was talking to my sister, and she was talking to people that go to her class that know that they're Israelites. They don't believe that you're supposed to work on your talents. You know what I'm saying? And so I honestly believe, man, that's why this lesson had to be brought forth. And it was a blessing that the Lord gave you a chance, opportunity to put the book of Matthew chapter 25 up in the lesson. It's because a lot of that, man, you helped out me. You helped out everybody that listened to the Blog Talk Radio Show tonight to put an extra push in or working on talents, because there's no limit unto the Lord. Because we think we doing good with that five, you know what I'm saying? But he know for certain, I gave y'all a 7 to a 10. Where my 10 at? Don't slack me now. I ain't like that. Where is that? You know what I'm saying? So that's what I walk. You know what I'm saying? That's what the fruits of the spirit. That's what the talents. And for dang show, man, that's for keeping the commandments and being there for a brother's adversity. So it's no limit to none of that stuff. But and like what Sister Red said, man, if you put your trust in the Lord, you can do all things through Christ. Take a little loss on that. But hey, through the grace of the Lord, I'm getting better. So, man, oh, man, I'm not going to do too much talking, man, but that was a massive and a great lesson, and it was so necessary for us to have a reminder of the precept you brought tonight that's called No Limit. And I yield the mic with that.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
I hear that bell, so that means it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm sorry
about that. I heard that bell, boy, so it's almost time.
Well, anybody else, like, have anything to say or any comments concerning this precept? Anyone else? Well, Brother Nehemiah, do you have any closing comments concerning the precept?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love this precept, and I love this mind state that God has given me. Got me around some people at a time when I was an Israelite. He sent me to this guy named Brother Bishop Messenger. And when he was a Christian pastor, but as an Israelite, he sent me to that man. And he sent me to that man for one purpose. And that man did something to me that nobody's ever done. He made me think bigger. And he showed me these things, thinking bigger. So now, I believe the things that he has given us is great things. We have great teachers. We have great people. And guess what?
Amen.
I believe that we are supposed to be better than T.D. James. Mm. When we do a conference, when we do a TV show, when we make a recording, guess what? When I do it so that to see it even to be better than Creflo Dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he's looking for us, and I believe he's going to raise some of us to some heights. But is you trying? But is you said? He said this is. He said we're supposed to profess our profession. Is you? Is you like Isaac? Is you working on your talents? Is you working on your profession? So when you bring it to the people, they see that and respect it and see it's something. Hey, this is something. These just ain't some dudes out here just doing something. Because you got some people that go out in the street where the Bible just be out in the street. No, man, you got to show professionalism. You got to show them that this is something else. And I believe that we're supposed to be the best at everything. So even all these people in the world that's doing it, out of all these, we're supposed to be better than them. Because we got the true word. So I like saying, we're supposed to have the morality. We're supposed to have the knowledge. We're supposed to, like saying, everything. You know what I'm saying? All these things, we're supposed to be great. Like I said, we should be only doing this walk only to be the best, only to be the greatest. He said the world is supposed to look at us and, see the glory of the Father. Okay, we know the Father is great. The Father is great. Yeah. They got to see the glory of the Father, then we got to be something else.
Amen.
But it also says, tells you that his apostles are a spectacle to the world and the angels. So he's telling we're supposed to be something else. We're a spectacle. He said we're supposed to be a spectacle to the world and even to angels. He said we're supposed to be something crazy even to spiritual beings.
Amen.
Okay? We're supposed to be a spectacle to things that's been in heaven.
Amen.
So like I said, don't shortchange yourself. Be the best that you can be. Don't put no limits on yourself and understand you're supposed to be great because you are. You are from the greatest. You're in the image of the greatest. Keep being great, people. I thank you for your time.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I want to say great job, Brother Nakomi Swanson, man, a.k.a. Little Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, out of the Nation of Peace in Minneapolis, bringing what?
A kingdom state of mind.
Amen. Definitely kingdom state of mind. Great precept. No limit on the gospel, y'all. Understand that. Nope, this is not a Master P moment. This is a House of Israel moment. This is a Nation of Peace moment. Understand
but he was in the right state of mind. He was in the right state of mind, though.
Oh, he got that right. That's the right state of mind. That's for real. With that being said, tomorrow evening, we want to be back here again with your brother Isaiah Brown, the one that was reading tonight. From the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class. And if I'm not mistaken, do you have a title for tomorrow precept, bro?
Yes, sir, I do. And like I said last week, I'm gonna do it as much as I possibly can to make sure I give it to you as soon as possible. So after this precept, I will make sure I text it to you. But the name of the precept that we're doing tomorrow at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time is called "Are ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?"
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, we go bleed, y'all. I've been bleeding all day. Y'all go bleed. We go bleed tomorrow. You know, sisters, brothers, definitely sisters on some parts. We go bleed. So remember, raise a blaze of lemon juice and do time to heal. But we going in deep on a lot of topics. You know, so it's a fruitful thought on a lot of things we talk about. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things we talk about and even things we do in ignorance and even putting our mouth on things we don't even know what the whole story is about. You know what I'm saying? So we could be dealing with a lot of topics in the Bible about, you know, a possibility of we could be speaking against Moses on some of the things we talk about. And then we go find out what happened to a couple of people because they spoke against Moses. But that's all I'm leaving with that.
All right. Well, then we can't wait to hear that precept. So tomorrow night, same time, same Hebrew channel, Sounds of Living Waters, 8 o'clock p.m. We want to say thank you, Sister Red, for making sure that we was back online and being on top of that. You know what I mean? That was awesome. You know, just that's, I mean, like, people calling back is like the show was ready to go. So big ups on that. Everyone, I want to thank you again. Thanks for hanging in there with us tonight. I know we were working, but the Lord was trying us, and everyone that stayed with it, you got your money's worth, Jack. You got yours. Hey, I know I got mine. I got my message from Ohio. Hey, I got my message. I don't know about you, but I got mine. So looky here. Everybody be back here tomorrow. Like your brother Isaiah Brown said, we put our mouth on Moses, or don't put your mouth on Moses.
Are ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
There it is. Okay. Are you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? That's what he said in Numbers chapter 12. He was talking to Miriam and Aaron. Okay. All right. I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, then praise God. All right. Absolutely. Man, listen. So we want to be back here for that. And with that being said, I want to thank you for your time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, great job again, Brother McCormick. As we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bibles.
Read your Bibles, family. All right? So we're going to say good night and shalom, shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.